Our next caller listens to us on WCTC in New Jersey. Noah is rebuilding a staircase. Noah, what's going on?
I have an older house from early 1900s, and I'm actually redoing the whole house. And what happened was is that I wasn't planning to do the staircase now, but I had one of the spindles broke. It's actually the second spindle that broke, and then also one of the main posts is loose. So I just unfortunately, I have to go back and now do the staircase, which is not something I was planning to do in the short term. Now, it's a hardwood floor, and it has bullnose, bullnose piece at every step.
Step, uh-huh.
And it has two flats on it. So what I was idea also on the upstairs floor, I have three bedrooms that come off of the hallway, all of which I've already redone and have carpeting.
Okay.
But ideally, what I'd like to go is like a hardwood flooring system that would allow me to overlay the steps, and then rather than the spindles, just build a small wall there or something.
Build in your wall so you're closing in those stairs, and then just completely replace the tread?
Well, that's why what I was going to do is exactly that, is remove the whole banister, build a small wall or something like that.
Because you're enclosing the staircase, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to close it all the way to the ceiling, but I'm going to close it in the sense that it's not going to have openings like it would with a spindle. And then what I was going to do is take the bullnose that are there now, cut them square, and they're actually, I don't know if it was Bruce or one of the other manufacturers that actually had a bullnose piece that I could, and then rebuild the stairs using a hardwood flooring system.
Going in between the walls, the new wall and the old wall.
Yeah, exactly. Going in between that, and then the bullnose that's on the stairs now, I would just cut it square, so that this way I can use the bullnose that the flooring system manufacturer provides.
I think that will work, but keep in mind, Noah, that the stair tread itself is going to be now slightly thicker
mm-hmm.
than it was before. So you're going to pick the whole thing up by the thickness of the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
So if it's if it's one of the thinner prefinished floors, the ones that are like about 3/8 of an inch thick, perhaps that won't be so bad. But just it could cause a problem at the top of the steps, because there you're going to have to find a way to have it be an even transition, or you might end up with an uneven risers. In other words, everything could be 8 inches, and you get to the top, and it's 7 1/4 on the first step. You follow me?
Yeah, and what you were suggesting to do was just to replace the tread part and then have the other part be, I'm sorry if I'm not using the right terminology, but have the other part be carpeting or something?
Another option you could do is just to put the hardwood floors on the outside edges and have what looks like a carpet runner in between.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Okay. Either way, I think will work. You are going to have more flexibility because you're putting that second wall next to it, though. You could go end-to-end and basically rebuild the treads just like you were suggesting.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.